The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away from your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great in heaven, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, we put into your laps. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of the Lord. As we hear the high ideals of the Lord, the continuation of the Beatitudes, may wonder who can live this until we reflect on the new Adam and the reality that there is a new Eve. You see, as we heard in the second reading, Jesus is the new Adam, but occurred already to the early Christian writers, the fathers of the church, then there must be a new Eve. A new father of humanity in Adam, a new mother of humanity. Then who is the new Eve? The fathers of the church identified the new Eve with the Blessed Virgin Mary. I think, as one of the fathers mentioned, she reversed or did the opposite of what Eve did. They both had somewhat similar graces. Eve was created without sin, and Mary was conceived without sin. Eve was called to be queen of the world. Mary, in time, was given the authority to be queen of heaven and earth by Christ. Eve and Adam would have been assumed into heaven after the given time here on earth. Mary was assumed bodily into heaven just like Eve would have been. However, we know that Mary was given even more grace, as her title given by the angels, Hail, Full of Grace, to identify what she had been given. And this is to recognize her unique role in the history of salvation, that she had been prepared and responded, which is the most important, to the gifts offered to humanity, and especially to her, for all of humanity. She did the opposite of Eve. Eve, who disobeyed, in contrast to Mary, who obeyed. Eve, who listened to the serpent, in contrast to Mary, who listened to the angel. So that Eve became the mother of all who would die, and Mary became the mother of all who would live. We know that because she took hold of the fullness of grace, she was the one who most perfectly lived the Beatitudes. It goes through the whole list, and we can imagine in our meditations how she was living these. As a good mother, we could perceive that she was giving to everyone who begged, that she would turn her cheek when people insulted her, as I'm sure they did at the Passion of the Lord. That she, we know from heaven, in her many operations, loves sinners. And we can imagine that she did that on earth many times. That she practiced the pious custom of lending, which really were alms, that's giving to those in need, as you lend and don't count whether it's returned or not. And loving her enemies, because she was probably praying for even the Pharisees, as Jesus was, and those who were persecuting Jesus at his passion. Most especially, we could see all of her role as mother to point people to Jesus. She is the most perfect mother then. We can imagine the souls that went to her always heard word about her son Jesus. She was the most bragging mother in the history of the world. Do you know what my son did? Do you know my son? Let me tell you about my son. And we can even imagine those apostles who were by office heads of the church, greater than her by office, humbly going before her many times while she was still on earth, asking for her advice, asking about the life of Jesus, asking her about what Jesus would do, imitating Christ. We know from tradition that most likely St. Luke, even St. Peter, went to her to help to put together their writings, and St. John, who was, tradition says, was with her in Ephesus for years afterwards, after they fled Jerusalem. They put her words into the gospel. She too could see that she had a special role in the history of salvation. We get glimpses of this in her Magnificat. She says, "My soul," in some translations, "magnifies the Lord." Then she is seeing that her soul is making greater the vision of God to the world. And she could see throughout history that she was reaching back, that her role was reaching even back in reparation to the sins of her forefathers and looking towards the future, that the Lord casts down the mighty and lifts up the lowly, fills the hungry with good things and turns away the rich. This is to look back, to be with her son, praying for all those who have gone before, and making reparation for their sins, filling in love, and to look forward to seeing the universal role of Jesus as mediator. And one of the primary roles of the Blessed Virgin Mary is to point people to imitate Christ and to accept him as their Savior. And thirdly, to make reparation for the sins of the world. We do this by uniting our hearts to the passion of our Lord and giving that passion back to the Father for the many sins of the world and our own sins. This the Blessed Virgin Mary did in the most perfect way of any human in the history of the world, and in some way, we could say, encompassing all humans in the history of the world, if she is the mediatrix of all graces. Is it a good and holy thing to imitate her, to imitate Mary? When we look towards the imitation of Mary, we are imitating her because she shows us the way to live the Beatitudes, to be merciful, not to judge, to forgive, to lend, to love sinners. This is not because in any way she's equal to Christ or that she's some kind of savior herself or goddess. These are blasphemies, heresies, if you're terrified, be terribly offended by. And some radical feminists now who proclaim her goddess of certain nations or in spirituality are blaspheming the Lord and offending the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is a human like us. But she lived the Beatitudes, the teachings of the Lord, in the most perfect way a human could. And therefore, it is a good and fitting thing to enter into special devotions to Our Lady. It's a sign of our predestination, in the sense that we're on the path to salvation if we have devotion to the Virgin Mary. And the greatest signs that the Lord would give to us would be the brown scapular. We wear that with devotion and enter into the consecration to Jesus through Mary. So you'll see that we're starting today. We have pamphlets in the back. We'll start the prayers communally today if you haven't done it before. 33 days to give your heart completely to the Blessed Virgin Mary. First putting off the world, then putting on Mary, who shows you the way to Jesus, turning away from your sins, putting on humility and self-knowledge, and then putting on Christ more fully. This is the way of Mary. These 33 days of prayer are helping us to give the most to Jesus that we can through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And properly speaking, it is only those who are not in mortal sin, those in a state of grace, who can start the devotion, those regularly going to Sunday Mass, be precursors for starting this, so that we do this so we can give the most to the Lord and help us to truly also live the Beatitudes, to realize that these are not just impossible ideals, but they can be lived. They have been lived by the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is the great word that she gives to us. The silent, the meditating, the pondering word. Not to say such proclamations, teachings, oratories, but by her very life and witness, which echoes to us from eternity in our many Marian apparitions throughout the centuries. Let us then enter into the devotion to Mary, and seriously consider to enter into this 33-day consecration to Jesus through Mary and slavery, so we may give most to the Lady, the Mother, who was the Ark of the Covenant, the tabernacle of the Most High, preserve the Holy of Holies, Jesus Christ, God amongst us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.